All right. Well, welcome. My name is Cameron Dunlap, and I'm pleased to be joined by my client, Marcia Dillon. Marcia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And the reason for this quick call is to congratulate you on the two deals that we funded for you recently, and basically to get a little feedback from you and hopefully have you tell us a little bit about how you acquired the deals and so we can help to inspire some other folks to do the same thing.
All right. No problem.
So where are the deals?
Both deals that I did were in Georgia. I live in Florida. Things are kind of tight here. So I ventured out, the next state up from me, and that's where I've been having some luck.
Well, good. Good. And how did you locate these deals?
Through HUD, on the HUD Home Store website.
Yeah. So they're both HUD foreclosures then?
Yes.
We've been funding a number of those lately, and what that tells me is that they've finally come around and gotten more realistic about their pricing when they really haven't been for a long time and now suddenly are. So we're happy to see that pipeline, if you will, of opportunity has opened back up. Years ago, it was a great place, and then they tightened up and wanted ridiculous prices, and now they're back to some semblance of reality, and that's creating opportunity for you and many of our clients. So good for you. And they're, it's not like finding a needle in a haystack. They're printed right in the newspaper, right?
Well, it's online.
There you go, and online. Yeah. So from your home in Florida, you're able to search for HUD foreclosures anywhere, in certainly in Georgia or anywhere in the United States?
Anywhere in the country, yes.
Yeah, nice. And which website did you use to locate those deals?
That's on the HUDHomeStore.com.
HUDHomeStore.com, right. That's their direct website. Very good. So
what I've got
in my notes here is the first one we did for you was just a few days, not even 2 weeks after you getting on board with our funding program. So congratulations. That's that's quick. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, you have to put your mind to it and just not read the stuff, but actually do what you, do it.
Yeah, imagine that. Don't just read and listen, but do.
Exactly.
It doesn't seem so difficult, but I know some folks forget to do the doing.
Yes. It's really, it's intimidating, I guess, for, when you're first starting and you guess and you second guess yourself.
Yeah.
But if you do it.
Sure. And then the second deal was, looks like it was a couple of months later, just recently, and it looks like, let's see, on the first one you made a little over $5,000, and on the second one you made a little over $7,500. Do I have those numbers right?
That's correct.
Nice. And these were wholesale deals, I'm sure the way that I teach them, where you didn't do any repairs or any of that. You just flipped them to another investor, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I flipped them to a rehabber, and she's located in California.
No kidding. How'd you find her?
Well, before I started flipping, actual homes, I was flipping notes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I found her on the auction website. The FCI lenders.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Right. I sold two of them to her, and, after talking to her, I just asked her what is it that she does, and she told me, what she's looking for, so I started looking.
Yeah, well, that's a great strategy. If you have a buyer and you know what they're looking for, well, then you certainly know what to go and find for them, and that sounds like that's exactly what you did. Did both of these houses sell to the same buyer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not surprised to hear that. One of the things I tell folks is that when you're a wholesaler, to be successful, you really need to take greed out of the equation and leave enough profit on the table for your buyer. And you obviously did that. And then what I tell folks is when you do that, that buyer will come back and buy from you again and again. And obviously, that's the case on these two deals. And I suspect we'll end up funding more of them for you that you'll sell to her as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, great. Well, good. Well, congratulations. And anything you want to say to the folks that are listening who are maybe wondering if my funding would work for them for their deals? Anything you want to say to them?
As long as you follow, you know, the script, follow what you're supposed to do, there is going to be no problem whatsoever. They come in, they come through. This last one, there was a little glitch on my side, and you guys came through for me, and I just want to tell you, I really appreciated that, what you did for me.
Well, you know, we are in the business of solving problems. We do it in many ways, and we do it every day, and you know, in the funding side of our business, I'm sure, you know, you would agree that it's nice to have my team be your team when it comes to solving challenges and problems. And, you know, let's face it, with real estate deals, there's a lot of moving parts. And when you have real experts who have been there, done that, you know, dozens and dozens, hundreds and hundreds of times before, it equates to making it easier for you and getting paychecks where without that support you might not have. It sounds to me like the deal might have crumbled if we hadn't jumped in and helped out.
It would have crumbled, yes.
So obviously it goes without saying your experience with working with my team has been a positive one.
Absolutely.
Great, great. Well, Marcia, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to get with me here. I really appreciate it, and I'll look forward to hearing more success stories from you, and we'll be watching for more funding opportunities so that we can help you bank some more paychecks.
All right. I hope so, too.
Okay, Marcia. Have a great day. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.